And we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our everything at 92.3 The Fan. He's our Indians. He's our Cavs. He's our fantasy football guy. He is James Rapine joining us here early on a Saturday morning. Appreciate the time, buddy. What's up?
Of course, JP. How you doing, man?
I'm good. So I'm going to give you the qualifier, and you can use this at any point that you want, by the way. So what we're doing today is, because I listened yesterday to a bunch of different stations, and this station in particular, and every 5 seconds it seemed like somebody had to remind the audience that what Myles Garrett did was wrong. I think we all know that and understand that. So if at any point, though, you want to use our qualifier, we've played it 9 times now throughout the show, it saves me energy, it saves me breath. And so this is it, and you can call for it anytime, okay?
Myles Garrett's actions were egregious. They were out of line. They don't belong in the NFL, point blank, period.
So if you feel like you need that one, just go ahead and say, hey, Marco, I'm going to take a 10-second break here. Go ahead and use the qualifier. Because seriously, James, everyone knows this, right? Like 99% of people involved in this discussion are yelling at each other. It's like, all right. Who can yell the loudest to make the same point? Who thinks what Myles Garrett did was okay on Thursday? I don't know anybody that thinks it's okay. I'm sure you don't either.
No, of course it wasn't okay. And no, I don't know anyone that thinks it was okay. In reality, I get what happened, and I get Myles got caught up in the moment. He should have dropped the helmet. You know, if he just rips Mason Rudolph's helmet off, and then Mason comes back and gets in his face, and he doesn't have a helmet in his hand, we're not talking about this. We're probably talking about him punching him or pushing him or throwing him down or something in a 1-2 game suspension. But instead, he had the helmet in his hand, and he made a bad decision that was wrong. And in the worst part about it is that it cost the Browns a lot of momentum. And it's really hard to see that path to the playoffs happening without Myles Garrett, to be honest with you.
Well, the locker room was just crushed after this one, James.
Sure.
You know, this was supposed to be momentum. You win 2 games in 5 days. You beat the Ravens and the Steelers for the first time in team history in the same season. And it got overshadowed, and now we can't even talk about any of the good or the positives. We're just talking about how you're missing your first overall pick from 2017.
Yeah, and that's the thing is before, once they officially clinched it and they were up 2 scores, I was like, all right, season back on, because I thought that was a season breaker or a season saver, and you could be right back in it with Miami in 10 days if you beat Pittsburgh. And I didn't think they were going to, by the way. And they came out, and they did just that. And I know Pittsburgh was dealing with some injuries in-game with Smith-Schuster and Jay Connor. But overall, I was like, wow, the Browns, they're slowly putting it together, and there's plenty of meat on that bone that they can, you know, plenty of potential they can still tap into, you know, with OBJ and different things like that. And then suddenly there's the brawl. Suddenly it's not about football. Suddenly it's not, it has anything to do with the division race or the playoffs or anything like that. And it stinks because it seemed like the Browns were just starting to potentially tap into the talent and the expectations and deliver on those expectations that everyone had going into the season. And now they're losing their best defensive player, one of their 2 or 3 best players for the remainder of the year. It's tough. And it's something I'm not sure Freddie Kitchens, I'm not sure this team can overcome. They've overcome some things. They've overcome some injuries. They've overcome Freddie at times. But I'm not sure they can overcome losing Myles Garrett for the remainder of the year.
Do you think this incident will be the one that cost Freddie Kitchens his job when we look back on it?
It could, because I think it cost them the playoffs. I really do. I mean, 4-6, you have Miami, you have the Bengals twice, you have a winnable game at Arizona, and then you have another matchup with Pittsburgh and Mason Rudolph and another matchup with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You beat both of them. You know, so you feel good, even though you're 4-6, you feel good about where you are. And now without Myles Garrett, you feel confident. Even, I think they'll handle business against Miami, but do you feel confident against Pittsburgh? Do you feel confident against, if they're healthy, do you feel confident against the Ravens? I don't know how the hell they're going to contain Lamar Jackson with Myles Garrett again, let alone doing it without him. So I think if they don't make the playoffs, Freddie Kitchens' job is certainly in jeopardy. And right now I don't have them in the playoffs because they don't have Myles Garrett. I think it's that big of a difference. You know, they could start up going 8-8, but 8-8 isn't going to be good enough. And I think losing Garrett was was devastating. I mean, we could talk about how wrong it is, and you could play that qualifier, but from a football standpoint, I'm not really sure how the Browns overcome it.
James, I want to run this by you, because I think it's just a fascinating, and I know now I'm going down the road where I'm like, hey, I had a fascinating point. No, it's interesting, and I don't know that many people feel the same way I do about this type of stuff. When I see, like on Thursday, I saw someone wearing a Kareem Hunt jersey at our Browns pregame tailgate. You know what? The guy was very nice. He came over, you know, we said hi, and he seemed very nice. But I knew that is not a guy that I would ever grab a beer with. You know, you're wearing a Kareem Hunt Browns jersey. I know that about you, right? I can make the same case for other athletes. When you see somebody in the next couple weeks wearing a Myles Garrett jersey, will that be tainted for you?
No. I'm not going to let my opinion of Myles Garrett really be tainted. Like, he made it awful, and we could play that, right? But we don't need to because it was awful, right?
Well, no, let's go ahead and play it. Go ahead.
Myles Garrett's actions were egregious. They were out of line. They don't belong in the NFL, point blank, period.
Just a good reminder for people. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a reminder. But that's not going to be the first thing. It'll be the first thing a lot of people that comes to a lot of people's minds now with Myles Garrett. But with me, that isn't it, because I don't think he is that. You know, I don't think he's a dirty player. I think he was in a fight, right? I think he got into a fight and he had a helmet in his hand, and he used it. And that's an awful decision. I wish he would have dropped the helmet, because we wouldn't have this decision. We would not have be having this conversation, at least to the degree we are, if he had not had a helmet in his hand. And that's the difference. Heck, I watched one of the nicest guys in the world, AJ Green, a couple years ago, get into a fight with Jalen Ramsey.
That's right.
Sometimes you see red and you lose your mind, and it just happens. And he happened to have the helmet in his hand, and that's it. So, no, I'm not going to let this impact his future with the Browns in my eyes, or his future. No. I get it. Look, he made an awful mistake. He's going to feel awful about it, and he knows he probably cost the Browns the playoffs. Like, he knows it. He knows how great he is. He knows how much he can wreck a game and impact it and change things, and he's going to watch this defense struggle without him, and it's going to hurt a lot. So I think he'll be feeling pain and be hurting worse than anyone from this. So I don't view him as a bad guy or anything. I think he's a guy who made a mistake. I think he's going to certainly want to make up for it. And that's the reality of the situation. But no, if you're a Browns fan and you're wearing a Myles Garrett jersey, I'm not going to judge you.
How different is this? Because we saw Mason Rudolph's face, and it's in the moment, and then you see this helmet come flying at him. Like, quarterbacks are supposed to be masked and hidden, like they're on a Fox show singing us today's top 40. You know, and when they get exposed, it humanizes them to a degree. And all of a sudden, Mason turns into a doppelganger for your high school's prom king, and no longer Mason Rudolph, just bad NFL quarterback. That matters here, right?
It does. It does, and I think that's part of it. But honestly, I wasn't surprised Mason didn't get suspended. I thought he should have. I thought he should have gotten suspended for a game because he certainly, again, what Myles did was wrong. Mason started it, all right? And then Mason got up and pursued Garrett. You know, he was a part of that fight. Now, Garrett saw red and did something that was way past what anybody expected, including Rudolph. But when you start a fight, That there's always risk in that, there's something there that deserves. So I think he'll end up getting fined. I wouldn't have been mad at all if he got suspended. I thought one game would have made sense. But yeah, he instantly became the victim because Garrett took it to another level. And you're right, the look of it, the quarterback, Rudolph's comments after the game, all of that, it felt very much like he was the victim, despite him kind of instigating things and starting things.
Marco was so close to hitting that sound on you, man. He was so close to that disclaimer popping off because you gave all the right buzzwords for it. I got to say that. A couple more questions before we get you out of here, James. Of course, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Away from this Browns and everything like this, Colin Kaepernick today, what do you think happens? Do you think he ends up with the team? Is this all a stunt and a charade, or is there something legitimate here?
I don't think he ends up with the team. But if he's lights out, then he's going to have a shot. I really think that, because I think the NFL now is totally giving the green light to teams. Hey, if he looks good, sign him, please. You know, like, it's one of those things like, yeah, we would love someone to come pick him up. So we're going to schedule this workout in Atlanta and go on and on and on about this. The thing that I think is interesting is he's been out of the league for almost 3 years. And I get it, staying in shape. But everyone talks about football shape. And I know he's a quarterback. But are we sure he's going to be able to be accurate in a workout like this? Like, I don't know. To me, it's really hard to stay focused and in football shape and ready to go and is precise as you need to be in these workouts. I mean, he's basically going through a combine workout. Well, a lot of NFL draft prospects, they train for months, and they know about the combine, and they're ready to go. So it's a tough situation, but it's certainly an opportunity. We'll see how it goes. It'll be interesting to see who makes it back in the NFL first, Colin Kaepernick or the guy who's going to be leading that workout, Hugh Jackson.
That's the worst part of this, right? That Hugh Jackson, of all people, is the person in charge of this, because it feels like Colin was never given a legitimate chance. That's such an unfair thing for me to say about Hugh Jackson, but it's where I feel right now. All right, James, you're at a wedding. You have all sorts of things going on this weekend. Where was the Instagram photo from with the beers that you had attached last night? Because I was trying to figure it out, and I couldn't locate it.
Oh, yeah, it's in northern Kentucky. It's called Jackson Brewing. It's about 15 minutes from downtown Cincinnati, but it's a good place. So yeah, we were there last night. You're a big brewer. Anytime I post a picture of a beer, man, you see it. You do not miss it.
I know. I like the photos of beer. I don't know why. I like them. I think they're fun. And you had two different ones, and they were right side by side, though, was the odd part. So I didn't know which one you were actually drinking yourself, or if you were just kind of drinking both of them.
Might have been drinking both of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking you were drinking both of them, and I like that about you. All right, James, have fun at the wedding today, and I'll talk to you probably, I don't know, either tomorrow through Instagram or maybe even Monday. I don't know.
Yeah, Monday. All right, sounds good, JP.
All right, thanks, James. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man.
That is James Rapine, our everything at 92.3 The Fan. He's our Cavs reporter. He's our Indians reporter. He is my fantasy football expert, because I go to him with fantasy football advice, and I did not ask him whether or not Kareem Hunt deserved to be in my lineup, because they played Thursday. He was in my lineup, and he just did okay. He didn't do great. He just did okay, but you guys know that. And that is James joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.